Fighters, today I have a message for you. If you are wondering how you're going to make ends meet with things going as they are in the current economy, and some of this is pretty low-hanging fruit that you probably haven't been paying attention to as a contractor because you got your head in the hole or behind the tools or whatever it is, today we're going to talk about cash flow and how to make sure that you have enough money coming into the business to survive and to be profitable. Let's go. All right, my friends. So cash flow, it's time of year right now. Number one, as we head into the winter time with most contractors, those, especially those in crappy climates, seasonal climates, where your revenue takes a dip, the leads stop coming in as much. It's harder to sell jobs. Probably a lot of you, which this is a no-no, are dropping your prices just to get work and stay busy, and you don't realize the implications of that. And a bunch of other garbage that is going on right now when it comes to making money. So today I want to talk about this here on the show because this is something I think that most contractors don't pay a whole lot of attention to is their cash flow. They only pay attention to it when they're like, shit, I don't have any money. Shit, I opened my bank app and I got like 18 bucks left in that thing. And then you start worrying about cash flow and money and invoicing if you are the average contractor. Now, a second ago, I said that this is a seasonal thing. Number one, right out of the gate, it's a time of year thing where revenue is going to naturally take a dip. There are seasonal fluctuations, to use a big word, fluctuations, all right, in the trades. Add on top of that, recession, inflation, whatever we want to call what's going on right now, because I'm sure I'll get censored if I use the word and if I guarantee that I think it is what it is and all that other stuff, because you know where we're at right now. All right. So bottom line is things are tougher for a lot of you. Bottom line is a lot of you are wondering how you're going to pay the bills, how you're going to pay your mortgage, how you're going to feed the family, how you're going to buy the kid braces that are needed, how you're going to pay for Christmas that's coming up here in 20 days from the day I'm recording this. Actually, it's the 5th of December at 12:49 p.m. Mountain Time as I record this video. So today I want to talk about how to improve your cash flow during a recession. Here's what's cool also. You can even use this stuff when we're not in a recession, when inflation isn't high. In fact, if you were focused on some of these best practices that I'm going to share with you, probably wouldn't be in a shit sandwich you are financially right now if you happen to find yourself in that situation. So first, guys, what is cash flow? Cash flow is the money that comes in and out of your company. It's flowing in, it's flowing out. It's flowing in, it's flowing out. It is always flowing out. Even on a Sunday when you're not working, you're still paying for shit in your business. You still have your truck payments and your phone bills and all those things. Okay, so money, you have to understand, is always leaving. It's always going away. All right, and today I want to talk about how to make sure that you have money coming in as well, because like I said before, many of you don't focus on this shit. All right, so few things I want to get out on the table here. Why cash flow is massively important to your success. Why it is crucial. Okay, some of this is no-brainer stuff, but I will make no assumptions here today because some of you woke up, you know, on the stupid side of the bed today. All right, so number one, cash flow, meaning money coming in all the time, is crucial to the daily operations of the shit you have to pay for in your business. If you have a truck payment of 600 bucks, you can't pay the truck payment if you don't have money coming in on a regular basis. Are you one of those companies, one of those people that are always waiting for the next check to come in so you can pay your bills? All right. If so, that's a problem. Okay. You need to be fanatical about ringing the cash register every damn day of the year so that you could pay for your daily operations. And by the way, your fucking salary, the money you need to bring home to your family, is part of the daily operation. So quit being a dickhead about when it comes to collecting money. Quit being a pussy about it. All right. A lot of you like don't send invoices after a job and then you wonder why you're broke all the time. Or you're like, oh, I don't want to offend my customers, you know, and talk about money and ask them for money. I used to be that guy. That's how I know you exist, is many, 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 many moons ago, said the Apache chief. Okay. Did I sound like an Apache chief there? I don't think so. But many moons ago, yeah, I would avoid asking for money. They would sign the agreement, give me the deposit, I would do the job, and then I would puss out when it came time to collect the money because I'd be afraid that they were upset with something on the job and wouldn't want to pay me. And so I just figure, well, I'll just go as long as I can before. Well, some of you are living in that reality right now. Stop it. Stop being a little chicken shit. Collect money every day. Number two, why it's crucial. Raise your hands or hand if you've never been in tax trouble. Raising mine. Why? Number one, I'm fanatical about selling and collecting money. Two, I have a rock star bookkeeper named Gina who's been on the show before. Okay? Guys, you have to have tax flow so you could be fucking current on your taxes. All right? Now, I could reverse engineer all your cash flow problems probably back to the fact that you're not building your brand and committing to selling every day, that you're an order taker, and the things that we've talked about ad nauseum on this show. All right, but you need money coming in so that Uncle Sam isn't squeezing your gonads every few weeks and threatening to put your ass in jail and garnish your wages and raid your bank account and all the other shit. Yesterday, I heard a podcast of a guy who's like, wasn't paying his taxes. He had a couple 300 grand in the bank and he woke up one day and it was all gone because Uncle fucking Sammy decided to go in and take it because after letter, after letter, after letter, this guy's like, I don't need to pay my taxes. All right, you need to fucking pay your taxes. And I hope you have a goal to pay a shit ton of taxes. I want to pay a massive amount of money in taxes. Why? Because under the current rules and legalities of the United States of America, as it sits today, that would mean I'm still making shit tons of money. A lot of you guys are like, oh, I don't want to make more because I don't want to pay more. You're a fucking idiot. All right. This is another video. All right. Number three, why it's crucial to your success. To protect your vendor. I don't know why I said it that way. Vendor relationships. All right. Listen, in the recession of 08, we were in a shit sandwich for a while. That's second time today I've used shit sandwich. I don't know where that came from. But, and I remember there was one store in particular that we had a paint bill. And I'm talking, we were hurting and we couldn't pay the whole bill. But I'd pick the phone up and I'd go, hey, here's the situation. This is what I can commit to now until things pick up again. And just the fact that I didn't avoid that protected the relationship. I kept money going into him. He thanked me over and over. He's like, thank you. Nobody ever calls. Nobody ever owns this shit. Okay, guys, I get it. It's a reality when cash flow is tough and it's hard to pay your vendors. But if you don't have cash flow coming in, if you are not fanatical about selling and collecting money and invoicing the things that we're going to talk about here today, that we are talking about here today, you risk hurting those relationships. And then when things turn around, what the hell are you going to be stuck with? Okay, think about it. All right, so you got to collect cash to protect those relationships. A lot of you have great relationships. Be open, have conversations, but make sure that you're doing your part to make sure all that shit gets paid. Hey, listen, at the Contractor Fight, we get so many questions about making more money. I want to let you know about our free resource, the 50% Gross Profit Sheet. The fastest way to put more money in your pocket right now is to raise your gross profit, and this worksheet will show you how to do that. Head to thecontractorfight.com/50, that's 50, right now, and learn how to make more money with our instant worksheet download. Fourth thing I want to talk about here, why it's crucial to your success, and then I'm going to get into how to improve it. When you are focused on positive cash flow coming into the business on a daily basis, it buys you time. Think about that. It buys you time. Let's just take recession out of the picture. Say you're a seasonal business, all right? And you need to buy time of 2.5-3 months a year where lead flow is down. Okay. By you being focused and improving your positive cash flow practices, it's going to buy you days and days and days and days and keep you alive. In fact, cash flow during a time like this is more important than your bottom line profit. Okay. Let me say that again. Cash flow is more important than your profit. So I'm going to talk about how to improve it. Before I do that, hey, listen, if you are struggling with knowing what to charge, you got a bunch of shit on the brain when it comes to the way you think about money and your value, you don't know how to charge your clients and how to work up your prices, go get our foundations course at thecontractorfight.com/foundations. Go get it. It will be the best $625,000 you've ever spent. Actually, it's not that. It's like $300 or something for $300-$400. All right, but there's tons of modules in there to help you get your head out of your keister, all right, and screwed on right and set your gaze where you want it to go with action steps and things like that to help you win more in business, especially if you're a newer business and you don't know what to do, what to charge. Check out Foundations. So how do I improve my cash flow? Asks you. Number one, you got to have solid payment terms mapped out in your contracts. If you don't have a contract, fucking get a contract. Don't write your own. Hire an attorney, a construction attorney. Make sure the payment terms are very clear. And you never, ever, ever, what did I say? Ever start a job without a signed agreement of what the scope is, what the payment terms are. Do not ever continue on a job if a progress payment hasn't come in. That's your green light to call a timeout and go, hey, we're owed a progress payment when this is delivered or when this milestone is hit on the project or 3 weeks in, whatever your terms are, that's between you and your attorney. The minute those are not honored, you call a timeout. You don't spend one more dime on that project. Stop being a nice guy. Oh, we'll get you tomorrow, Tom. No, I've fallen prey to the we'll get you tomorrow, Tom, many times through the years, and not once did they get me tomorrow. All right? So don't open the door for that. Secondly, on the payment terms thing, you need to honor your own terms. A lot of you spend money on an attorney. You put all this shit in place, and then you don't honor your own payment terms. So if you want to improve your cash flow, set solid payment terms and honor them. Number two, especially in a rough time, slow time of year, recession, inflation, it's harder to get work. Consider early pay discounts. Now, price your work high enough so that when you discount it, okay, that you're still getting the profit margin that you need to keep the business going and to break even and not go negative. Again, Foundations is a great course to teach you that. So for instance, I know a lot of guys in a certain industry that will do prepays for a spring service, and they'll send the letters and emails out in February when they don't have any money coming in, and they will collect hundreds of thousands of dollars if people prepay their spring service and get a 10% discount. See, the money is now in their bank account right now. Okay. I used to do that with select GCs and builders. If it was a $40,000 project, I'd say, hey, I'll knock off $3,500 if you pay it in full when we prime the house and I hand you an invoice. Okay. I got all my money up front with a few of these guys, and because the project was taking several months to do for us to be back and in and out and this and that, I'd rather have all that money up front and not be chasing it on the back end and fucking with my cash flow. Third thing, pay as late as you can. Now, I didn't say pay your bills late. I said pay them as late as you can. Maybe I didn't say that. I should have said that. Pay your bills as late as you can based on the payment terms. So if you have 25-day payment terms, okay, transfer the money on the 25th day or the 24th day. It, again, buys you time. All right? Everybody who runs a business also knows that their clients are doing this, by the way. All right? So, guys, if you're paying a bill right when it comes in, which is noble and it's good, all right, go for it if you've got it. Pay your bills on time. We do. We pay things pretty fucking quick around here. However, if a lean time is coming up or you're waiting on money or this or that, make sure that you're looking at the payment terms that you have with your other vendors and honor those terms, but just push it as late into that payment term as you can. That keeps cash here for you. Again, buys you time. Number four, I got a few more of these guys. Invoice now, like right now. I can't tell you how many people I've coached through the years that are crying broke, and then we look into their books and their money and their jobs and this and that, and they've got $100,000 they haven't fucking invoiced for because they don't have the systems in place. All right? They forgot to do it. Guys, every single day you should be sending a fucking invoice. All right? Number five, track daily. This kind of goes with what I just said about invoicing now. You got to know what is owed to you on a daily basis. When you are tracking what's coming in fact, forget what's owed right now. That's your accounts receivable and payable part. I'm going to get to that in a second. If you just put a board up on the wall and put a calendar, here's, you know, Monday, the 5th of December, and you put a Y or an N at the end of the day, if you deposited any money into the bank, if you just did that, you'd make more money because you'd get sick of seeing an N in there. No, no, no. I want yeses. Okay. And your reticular activating system, the part of your brain basically that controls shit, says what you tell it's important, it will find more of it. So if you're telling your brain that cash flow is more important and it's crucial right now, and you track it every day, what's coming in every day, whether or not it's coming in, if you just tell your brain that that's important, your brain is going to work overtime to find ways to make that happen. Number six, increase your rates. Tom, can't increase our rates. I think I just did this on another video. I said, when your lead flows down, you have less at bats. You need to make more money. All right. So get some fucking sales training, join one of our programs or whatever you got to do. Get foundations, if nothing else, and make sure you're charging the right amount. Because 95% of contractors for the past decade that we've been working with them or so, 95% of them are undercharging. You're not even charging what you should be charging. So make sure you're squared away there. Number seven, upsell. Okay. Upsell. There are many things on a project that people want done that you probably do, but they don't know you do because you don't open your mouth. You haven't trained your foreman how to have conversations and the word tracks to upsell them. Okay. Don't sell them shit they don't need or don't want. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is have your eyes open. If you're painting one room and you notice the drywall screwed up in another room, go, hey, I don't know if you want to paint this whole room or not, but while we're here, it'll only be another $150 if we fix that drywall and primed it for you. So when you're ready to paint it, you can just paint it. Okay. Stack those little wins that way with upsells. It will help your cash flow right now. Last one, number six or eight. You must have a weekly money meeting. Okay. What's coming in? What's going out? Push this bill out to the 24th day. Hey, this project's going to be done tomorrow at 4 o'clock because the crew leader just said it was going to be done. So let's send the invoice to the customer right now with the upsells on it and then text the customer and call the customer and say, hey, just want to let you know, Joe said you guys are going to be done at 4 o'clock tomorrow. I've emailed you the estimate or the invoice. Can you go ahead and give them a check, you know, when the job is done? Now, our crew leaders, your crew leaders should be trained in how to do that, all right, already. And if your foreman and crew leaders aren't doing that shit, then you just have glorified laborers. You don't have a true leader on the job site. Maybe that's another video we should do, Logan. Anyway. So, weekly money meeting. Again, most of you ain't looking at the money every week. You need to look at the money at least once a week. And I don't mean just your profit and loss sheet. A profit and loss sheet is a snapshot of the business. I'm talking cash flow statement. What's coming in? What's going out? Shit, that's a problem. What could we do to make more come in? Okay, you're solution oriented. It's in the moment because cash is always moving through the body like blood. Your profit and loss is just a family portrait of that moment in time. So make sure that you're having a weekly money meeting to talk about the money in your business, even if it's just by yourself. If you're a one-man show, sit down with a fucking notepad and go, when are the bills due? What's due? When's this due? And what do I got coming in? And then you adjust fire from there. All right, my friends, listen. I want to leave you with this. Stay aggressive. Market, sell, produce, collect. Market, sell, produce, collect. There are no days off for a small business owner. There are no days off. Fuck you if you want a day off. Okay? And understand the spirit behind that, the mentality behind that. You always need to be moving to bring revenue into the company. Always need to ring the cash register daily. Many of you are struggling. We work with so many businesses, you guys, and so many are struggling just because they're not staying aggressive. They're not keeping their foot pushed down on the gas pedal all the way. They get busy in the summer and they think they don't have to market and be aggressive and the things that we talk about. And then they wake up now in the winter and then you compound it with the economy or whatever's going on in your neck of the woods. And now you're totally fucked because you took your foot off the gas and you didn't stay aggressive. You got arrogant. You got cocky. Wake up every day and play the game like you're three fucking laps behind, even if you're winning. Okay, that's the number one thing on my daily standard that I read. I open the app every day and I look at my thing to get my head right. And it says, you're the underdog. Play like it today. That's what keeps me hungry. That's what keeps me in the attack mindset. That's what keeps me from ever getting satisfied by any of the accomplishments that we ever have in our businesses. Guys, I appreciate you. Share this, like this. You guys rock. I gotta fucking roll. I'm out.